This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
11:31 is our time. We go back to the guest line, and standing by is the president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. He is John Mozeliak. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, John, one of the things I wanted to ask you, aside from the general manager's meeting and talking to agents and people who are looking for jobs, what else takes place at the general manager's meeting from an organizational standpoint?
Yeah, so these are a lot more intimate than winter meetings, so you really don't have people running around looking for jobs and throwing resumes around. What it really is more of a small group discussion on really the future of baseball, and it leads up to preparation for the owner meetings that happen this week. So it's really more of just getting an understanding of where the game's going, what possible changes might be discussed or at least debated. And it's fun because it's a different type of pressure versus at the winter meetings. You find yourself, you know, behind closed doors, trying to do whatever you can to improve your club, where these meetings too, you definitely touch base with agents, you definitely touch base with teams, but it doesn't have that same sort of inertia or energy to move things along like you see at the winter meetings.
With that said, and having a chance to have discussions with general managers, what seems to be the general consensus now as far as the future and what guys are starting to see unfold?
With regard to like player movement or
just the direction of the game?
So the game, I think the topic there was, you know, not something new, but something that was visited is just understanding the pace of play, length of game, and you know, they pointed out in the postseason those games, even with starting pitching going as deep as it did, were still well past the 3-hour mark, approaching 4 hours. And so, you know, when you commit yourself to watching a sporting event, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And so, you know, overall, I think baseball is going to continue to look at ways to find that sweet spot in length of game and pace of play. And that was a big topic as we were all gathered out there.
I mentioned the general manager meetings. You talk about some of the things they do organization-wise, but there's also a little tire kicking with regard to finding out what teams may be interested in and what you may have to offer, because I know in the past there have been a lot of deals that have started with discussions at the general manager meetings.
Yep, that's true. And you know, so we did spend as much time as possible trying to connect with teams and have as many face-to-faces with agents as we could. And I thought we used our time well. Obviously, it was more gathering than anything else, but that's what we used our time with.
Nothing wrong with that. John Mozeliak is our guest. We're talking a little baseball. What was the common inquiry you got from teams on your players and their availability? I'm sure everything starts with Dylan Carlson, but I'm sure teams starting to look at you a little bit and try and see who else they can try and pry away from you.
Yeah, I think, you know, probably like the overarching theme was definitely the outfield. You know, clearly we have some depth there. And I think a lot of people like our arms. So not saying I want to part with any of that, but, you know, just it was sort of definitely the feeling that we walked away from is people appreciate the pitching depth we have, but also what we have in the outfield.
Free agency is underway. Handicap, if you will, the pool of free agents and where you see the most talent, at what position?
Well, you know, you certainly have some elite pitching out there this year, which doesn't always happen, because when you think about players that are entering their prime, a lot of times you have players that will do those multi-year deals before they ever get to free agency. Thus, when they're taking that next big bite at the apple, they might be in their early to mid 30s, but you have a group of guys that have gone year to year, and now they're testing free agency. And I think a lot of teams are excited with the potential of what that may look like. I think from an industry standpoint, you know, who really knows what the pace will look like, but you know, look, there's a lot of discussions going on out there, and I think everybody will find jobs, put it that way.
Sooner or later, there will be gainful employment for just about everyone. Hey, Marcell Ozuna rejected the qualifying offer, and I don't think anybody was shocked by that. So where does that leave the Cardinals, and can you still continue to negotiate with them? Because I know when you hear rejection, people are like, oh, we're done with him. So how does that work for people who aren't familiar with that process?
So all that really means is that he rejected a one-year offer from us. But as far as still being able to talk to them, negotiate with them, everybody's still open for business. So, you know, I think time will tell on that. And, you know, we'll just sort of take it each day at a time and see where it goes. But have a very good relationship with the agent, and certainly feel like if there's something that we need to do or act on, we'll be prepared to.
How many players, if any, do you have that will be arbitration eligible this year?
We have a light arb class this year. I think right now we have two guys eligible, John Gant and Dominic Leon. So usually first-time relievers that don't have a lot of saves sort of fall into a certain class but or group. But, yeah, it's not something that will be overly distracting or difficult this offseason.
What's next for the organization at this point as you're leading into the winter meetings, and what do you think the heavy topic of discussion will be, not only within your organization, but certainly around baseball now that everybody's had a chance to absorb what was going on at the general manager meeting?
Yeah, really hard for me to answer sort of the high level what other people are thinking or doing. But I would say for the Cardinals perspective, it's you know, obviously focused on how we want to think about our off-season curriculum, which we're already unfolding, and players are already begun working on what they need to do for next year. But then it's the simple arbitrage, if you will, and understanding, you know, are we able to take some depth that we have on our club and add something else that we might feel benefits us? So the internal exercise will be something that we're doing between now and winter meetings, and, you know, depending on pace and availability, it might take us even into January, but time will tell.
There's a lot of talk about technology and how it's being used, and I would think that some teams, and certainly Major League Baseball, they're going to have to address this at some point because of how things are starting to unravel with Houston. I'm sure they weren't the only team, but I think that at some point maybe they're going to have to readdress how technology is going to be used with regard to how people watch the game and how teams watch the game.
Yeah, clearly a hot-button topic this past week. I mean, you couldn't have a conversation where that didn't come up. But to really get to the crux of it, I think, you know, Major League Baseball is going to have to come up with some policies and regulations that allow people to understand that there are rules. And if they're broken, there are problems. So, you know, I think it's hard for me to comment currently on what's being discussed and all that, but let's just say that it's not a topic that's going away anytime soon.
Manager of the Year, Mike Schilt. That has a nice ring to it.
Sure does. And well-deserved. You know, I think it's a compliment to our organization. It's a compliment to our coaches, our players, but of course to him. And, you know, I think the run we were on this year and what we were able to do and how we were able to do it, I think speaks volumes for us. So I think it was really a proud moment for everybody involved. But I got to tell you, for him, it's got to be something that's just so special. And being one of the first people to ever win that never played in the game is something even more unique.
There's
so it's a great story and one I think we all take a lot of pride in.
And you know what, John, also, it's a real tribute to his staff. I mean, you know those guys as well as anyone in the work they put in and the preparation that they put in before the game and certainly after the game is something that kind of goes overlooked. But if you're in the trenches and you are, you know what these guys are doing. And it just, I think it's a real tip of the cap to those coaches as well as all the work that they put in.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I would echo that. And, you know, certainly someone wins the award, but it's really a collection of people's efforts that allow us to be where we are.
All right. Hey, John, as always, it's good to visit with you. I'm sure we'll cross paths between now and the winter meetings, and certainly at the winter meetings. And we always thank you for your time, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right. He's John Mozeliak. I'm Mike Claiborne.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.